This is the rundown with Rubio for Friday, April 12th, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. Mainstream media is continuing to try to fan the flames of racism and cops are bad over and over and over. They keep pushing the headlines for this Dexter Reed that was shot 2 days ago in Chicago. Young black man murdered, blah, blah, blah. And they keep showing his high school graduation photo. They always, for some reason, don't use the mugshot from a month ago when he was arrested. And they still don't ever tell the whole story until like 14 paragraphs into it, one of the news stories of, yeah, he was evading the police. He wouldn't get out of the car. He wouldn't put his hands on the steering wheel. He wouldn't roll down the window. He started rolling it up. Oh, and by the way, he shot 11 times first. Guys, I can't tell you this enough. When the cops pull you over, just do what they say to do. And bigger point, don't shoot at the cops. It's not going to end well for you, I promise you. There are winners and losers in life. O.J. Simpson, the famous running back slash, you could say murderer, died of cancer at age 76. So there was tweets going all around this thing. Everyone kind of remembers where they were when the verdict was out and when he was doing that high speed, or I guess it wasn't even a high speed chase. It was just a chase, the OJ Bronco chase. But even the Heisman Trophy, which is kind of a tone deaf move, put out, the Heisman Trophy Trust mourns the passing of 1968 Heisman Trophy winner OJ Simpson. We extend our sympathy to his family. Now, this is not a good look for them due to the fact that, well, they took Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy away, and when he was allegedly getting some money when he was at USC, but they never took OJ's away, and he was found civil case for murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson. So I don't know if that their PR person is going to be around much longer. Except an embrace. Christopher Miller was arrested yesterday for lewd exposure and exposing himself to women in the Planet Fitness locker room. Okay, also there was a minor in there. Well, how did he get in there? Because you can see by the picture, this is obviously a dude. Well, he just decided, I'm gonna identify as a female. And remember, Planet Fitness, this is their policy. If you identify as a female, you can let it rain, do whatever you want. So this dude identifies as a female, walks into the locker room, starts exposing himself to women and even children, and now he got arrested. This is on you, Planet Fitness. If you're gonna let people keep doing this, they're gonna keep doing it. Working hard is not enough. Nicolay Mew was found guilty in all counts in the Apple River stabbings trial. This is a guy, this has happened 2 years ago, where he's kind of boating along in their tubing. They're on this river in Wisconsin where you just tie some tubes together and you just float down the river. And he's sitting there looking for someone's cell phone, and this group of teenagers come and just bombard him and sort of ridicule and say, oh, you're a pedophile, you were taking pictures of girls. And he's like, what are you doing? And they're like, you can tell they've been drinking, and they're surrounding him, going at him and yelling at him, mocking. Finally, like, one pushes him down. So this guy's got a knife on him that he uses to cut rope, and boom, he stabs one of the guys, one of the 17-year-olds, and the 17-year-old died right there, just bled out because he stabbed him in the stomach. Well, this guy claims self-defense, and now he's going to be in jail for a long, long time. This is a hard case because he was definitely provoked to death. I don't know, but I mean, what's he going to wait for? Is he going to wait for them to beat the hell out of him or kill him? I mean, as soon as he found an open, he took it. Confidence is the key. A grandmother of 12 just broke the Guinness Book of World Record for planking. You know, that's where you get your elbows like this and your toes, and you're kind of almost like in a push-up position, but you're on your elbows. She did it for 4.5 hours. What the hell? How strong is her core? My God. Having 12 grandkids is impressive enough, but having 12 grandkids and doing a plank for 4.5 minutes, but 4.5 hours? My God, congratulations. If you have any questions, you can email rubio@therubiomethod.com. Everyone have a great weekend.
So what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So yeah, I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.